Yo, 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 this is a Raglan Radio Takeover. I've got my friend Hannah from Hamilton down here today. Yes, it's Katie Lowes. I will be your DJ. Well, we will be your DJs for the next hour. We're going to have some chats. We're going to play some tunes. And we're actually just going to pop to the shop and get a delicious drink. So you can start by listening to this. Idols.
Oh.
Right, so what I've done here is I'm turning the music down, I've put our microphones up, and what we need to do really is, for everyone that's listening at home or listening in the bakery, shout out to the top bakery, or listening in the bottom bakery, shout out, no, I'm only joking, is to know who's in the studio. So we're in a beautiful, sunshine is starting to lift the vibe in Raglan right now, and my mate Hannah has driven down from Hamilton. Hannah, introduce yourself, tell us about yourself.
Hi, I'm Hannah, I'm from Germany. I came to New Zealand like around 5.5 years ago, and I never made it back home because it's beautiful here, beautiful Aotearoa. And I have a little podcast myself. That's how I got to know Katie. And we just want to have some fun today.
Excuse my little cough. I am well. It's just that there's this little cough going around. Is there a little cough going around in the city?
100%. Everyone is sick at the moment. Everyone.
Like, what is this? Will I live with this cough forever now? It's like a part of my body. So we did meet together at a podcast summit recently in Auckland. When was it?
In May, I think. 11th
time
or something.
Flies when you're having fun. May, my gosh. What did you learn at that summit, at that convention? Was it a summit or a convention? A summit?
They call it summit.
Summit.
Yeah. What did I learn? I learned a lot about other people. So I met a lot of other people like you.
Yep.
And that was my main take from it, but also just in general that you don't necessarily have to figure it all out from the start. Like, you can just learn as you go.
And oh, that was such a lesson, definitely, that everybody in the room had that same journey, right?
Yeah.
From being people that were at the top of the game to people that have just recorded their first podcast.
Yeah, that was so
just
good.
Just bought their first microphone.
Exactly. So
people recording in their bedrooms, people recording in studios, people with thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people listening to their content, and people who are like, woohoo, someone listened to my content.
Yeah. Last week. One or two. Yeah.
And actually, that's all that matters, really, isn't it? It's life and it's to be enjoyed. So we're going to play some music. Just give us a little bit of insight into what your podcast is all about, so that when people are listening to this, if they feel inspired by it, they could go and find it. Has it got a name?
Yes. So my podcast's name is Hannah Worldwide and Friends.
Hannah Worldwide and Friends. Beautiful.
Yeah, so you can find me everywhere where you can find a podcast, and on YouTube. And it's pretty much me sharing the stories of other people who usually have left their home country, so have an immigration story or like a travel adventure. And sometimes just people who are working with immigrants. It's pretty much that living abroad experience.
Nice.
And that people share their feelings, their experience. Some people leave out of reasons like war. Mm-hmm. Some people leave just for fun and adventure. And some people just need a completely new chapter. Like, it's super interesting.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
We just got fizzy drinks from the Top Bakery. And I can't believe you managed to speak that long without burping. Like, I think I just burped 3 times in a row. We stood in front of the cabinets. They've changed the cabinets around in the bakery. It's beautiful in there. And I've gone for tropical punch. And I have to say, I'm having an experience here, guys. So we'll carry on playing this track, which is Glue by Bicep. And then, Hannah, you're going to have to choose some music for everybody.
Oh, I love that.
Sorry, I was a bit trigger happy there. But yes, this is our first track.
Begging. Would you love devil's chance to win my soul.
Begging you,
begging you, won't you give your hand out, baby?
Begging,
begging you, put your loving hand out, baby.
I'm fighting hard to hold my own. No, I just can't make it all alone. I'm holding on, I can't fall back. Now that big bright green is a shade of black.
Sounds so good. So sweet.
Living in this big blue world with my head up in outer space. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay. When I see trouble come my way, I'll be making lemonade. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay.
want me A-O-A-O-K.
Hey, little lady, I know you're feeling crazy. Woo! All your other friends are busy making them babies. Ew. Been out in the real world, don't like how it's tasting. Let me change your mind with my little old saying.
What?
2, 4, 6, 8, who do we appreciate? Put some sugar in my water, yeah, cause we making Minute Maid. Fuck all the hate, do a shimmy shake. Throw a middle finger up down the interstate.
That's the microphones up there, Hannah. So I really want to know, how do you do your podcasts, like your recordings? What's your setup?
I actually have a beautiful little setup in my room. I just recently moved, so I was a little spoiled in my old house and I had a whole room for myself for the studio.
Studio in your house? You live in the dream.
Yeah, well, more or less, not anymore, but... I now have like a big master bedroom and I can separate it so that one space is a little bit of my living space, mm-hmm, and the other side is my little cozy studio where I can have people in. So that's my podcast setup.
What do you have? Do you have a couple of mics? Do you have clip-on mics? Do you have stand mics like this? What does it look like?
I have like the mini Rode ones.
Oh, nice.
Like decent ones, but... not
mini
too
fancy
big
ones.
Yeah, they are pretty cool.
Good shopping.
Yeah, they were on sale.
Good, very good shopping.
But I have to say, because I have two microphones which are the same with the same name, and I have the USB ones, mm-hmm, so I had to figure out how to record it on my laptop because they both are, you know, you usually can't really record with two microphones. USB ones?
I haven't played around with the USB mics before. I have got the new DJIs that I use for vlogging, for when I'm doing my real big girls work. And there's always something, you know? There's always something where you're like, yeah, why did it do that? Like, these ones are fantastic.
Yeah.
You can record into the box like an old-fashioned dictaphone. You can record clip-on. It's even got this clever little magnetic clip. But there's this thing where it can switch into Bluetooth mode.
Oh.
And if it does that, you're not recording. It's not working. It's not transmitting. And because when people clip them on their tops,
yeah,
they can clip that. They can touch that button really easily,
yeah,
where it switches to Bluetooth. And there's been a couple of interviews where I'm like, oh. So now I make everyone do a pre-record test.
Yeah.
And one thing you'll see coming out from me, from Fibo, from my company, is it's called the Blah Blahs. It's a video which I'm going to make, but I haven't got so many crushing deadlines, which is just like 50 odd people going blah 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 blah.
Oh my god,
testing their microphone. It's gonna be amazing.
Yeah,
it's gonna be the best thing I've ever created.
Why did you not ask me? I can do it. Blah blah blah.
Did we do a blah blah test at field days together? Did I see you at field days?
We did, but we didn't do a blah blah test.
I see. I would have realized this Bluetooth error soon after hanging out with you. And there's always something to learn. And I do love that. And I do love, sometimes I'm the only woman in a space. And I also love that. It's like, this is technology. This isn't really challenging. It's a little bit challenging. It's a tiny bit challenging, but I can learn this thing.
Yes.
And I like being in those spaces where I'm pushed a little bit. Like, what did you think about the numbers of men and women in the room at the convention? I thought it wasn't too bad.
At the field days, you mean?
No, at the podcasting.
Ah, the podcast summit. I think it was pretty good, like more female than before, I think, when I see the photos of the year before, I think it was less, but I like the mix of everyone.
Yeah, I like the mix of everyone.
Pretty cool, and also that my friend came with me who just literally published her first episode the day before the convention.
She was just, you could tell that she had just gone through something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, how about you? This big smile, like... I did it. How is she? Remind me of her name?
Kaya.
And can we talk about her podcast?
Absolutely. It's the Hello Frequency podcast.
Yeah, I knew it was a good name.
Yeah. And she is talking about empathy just with everyone she met.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing. And I had the honor to be recorded just yesterday, and it will come out on... just before my birthday, so on the 26th of July.
Oh, what did you talk about? Give us some teasers.
It's pretty much, you know, what means empathy for me and in, especially as a podcaster, what does it even mean? Because it's like such a, you connect with people, you talk to people, and you need to be empathetic in some way to be able to have a good conversation.
Yeah.
So that was a
and
big
that's
plan.
What the Altbays guys were chatting about at the summit as well, which was those tricky moments when sometimes they might disagree with some political stuff that's being shared in their studio.
Yeah.
That is tricky. How do you navigate that?
Yeah, but I think because we had a quick chat afterwards and they were pretty good in saying, well, A, you don't always have to have an opinion, and B, like, it's true, like, you don't necessarily need to, and you don't need to know everything, and sometimes you also... you can just try to, you know, find a common ground. You don't need to agree on everything. You can just be like, okay, I see it this way, you see it that way.
Yep.
Let's find our common things rather than talking about the disagreements or the stuff that doesn't match. So I think that's cool.
I'm just going to burp again from this tropical punch. It's really great, actually. It's really nice to choose something that I don't normally choose. And I think it's because I've got kids that I've started doing that. I'm like, yeah, well done for trying something new. And then they'll give it to me because they don't like it. I had this drink the other week called sarsaparilla. Have you ever had it?
No.
Mate, we are going to go down to the dairy and I'm going to send it home with you as a present. And then when you get home, you're like, this girl is crazy. What is this? How am I supposed to drink this? I'm not going to tell you anything else. It will be a huge surprise. We're going to have a little bit of Flow Rider now and then we'll do a bit more chatting after this.
Open up the champagne, pop. It's my house, come on, turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you've been. Pour yourself something cold, baby, cheers to this. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Morning comes and you know that you wanna stay.
Close the blinds, let's pretend that the time has changed. Keep our clothes on the floor, open up champagne. Let's continue tonight, come on, celebrate.
That's how we do.
Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my house, baby, take control.
Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Me hide them gems, me no care. You take it anytime, anywhere. In the square, so me no fear. Long as a woman, I will be there. Me want a girl, me can't wine for me. Me want a girl, me can't take care of me. Let me feel it, let me feel it. Oh, me have to really squeeze it. Girl, me want for you all, yo. Put me arms right around you. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Girl, me just want to squeeze you. Put me things all around you. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Hold on, like a fast bike on the road, boom, 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 boom. Girl, on the back and share, boom, 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 boom. Give me the maga one, the fat, kum, kum, kum. When I play last one time, it come to kum, kum. Me out of control, I'm more fire she want in her soul. She say more and more and still she grown. And still me multiply more, girl, me wife just hold ya. Put me arms right around ya. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Girl, me wife just squeeze ya. Put me arms right around ya. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Squeeze ya. Around ya, tightest hold me ever get in my life. Sweet little devil, yeah. Tightest hold me ever get in my life. Oh, me hide them try and me no care. Me take it anytime, anywhere. In a despair, so me no fear. Long as a woman, I will be there. Me want a girl who take care of me. Me want a girl who can wine for me. Let me feel it, let me feel it. Show me that you can turn. Girl, me want for you all, yo. Put me arms right around, yo. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Girl, me just want to squeeze, yo. Put me things all around, yo. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Yeah.
on the cool. Man's on the patch or something.
Just said to Hannah, what should we talk about? All right, tell you what do you love about Hamilton? Or do you find yourself drifting off to like the coast on the weekend, to the mount? Like, what's your vibe? What's your weekend vibe or after work vibe look like?
Oh, okay. At the moment, after work, I feel like there's still so much going on that I'm not doing too much. I'm actually a big fan of hanging out with friends or, you know, having a proper healthy routine and also working on my podcast and hopefully getting back into like some sort of sport and just staying healthy, I think, is my number one, so that my mental health is definitely always on track.
Now you're here drinking tropical punch.
Oh, yeah. Today is a cheat day.
What sort of sport? What were you into in the past? What are you thinking about?
I was doing my weekly hot yoga, Bikram hot yoga session.
Yeah. Oh, it just makes me feel relaxed just saying hot yoga.
Oh, but it's like killing you because it's like 42 degrees and you are already dying by just laying there.
The last time I did hot yoga, it was before I had children. And I remember the teacher saying, you can lie down on your mat in child's pose when you need to. And I was straight down. I was like, woohoo, hallelujah, because I'm going to die if I carry on. It was really hot. I was like, is it just me or is it really hot in here? That was in Brighton years ago. Mm. Who's doing hot yoga in Hamilton? I need to stop by.
There was a studio called Hot Yoga House, but they closed. So now they have like a little set up in Fast Lane, the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And
clever.
The ladies that are doing it are so lovely and it's amazing. But there is also a new City Fitness opened up in Ruakura, and I think they have like some hot yoga session, but it's different. Like the hot yoga in the Fast Lane gym, it's like Bikram yoga, which has certain other aspects to it. And I think the yoga at City Fitness is mainly yoga
poses.
Yoga
in a warm room.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame about Bikram, you know. Did you ever watch the thing, the documentary?
Oh, I've honestly, a friend told me that there are some...
Because it was called Bikram yoga.
Interesting.
And then it had to be changed to hot yoga.
Yeah.
Because people had to step away from the name because he was a naughty boy.
Yeah, I don't know too many details, but I've heard a little bit that he is having some...
Pretty sure he's on the run thing. And he lives in South America.
Oh my God. Good to know. Well, I learned things.
But in terms of that type of exercise, you know, I love yoga. Love it, love it, love it. You'll see on my socials, it's riddled with yoga for this next week because I've done so many like writing deadlines recently. And for me, it's just, it's the banana. Like you don't need any special equipment to practice yoga. It's just the low-hanging fruit to maintain a healthy body and a healthy mind.
You know? Yeah, and it's doing the stretching, which you usually don't ever think of. And I love stretching to feel like the difference in the body. And just in general, I feel like with Bikram yoga in particular, I felt like I was working on my resilience as well because it's so freaking hard. Yes. And you're just like trying to survive 90 minutes of like literally dying slowly. So
they're saying that's the thing about the ice bath fad and the cold water swimming.
Yeah.
You know, if you can survive that, then the rest of your day is just going to be so much more pleasurable because you survived that thing. That hard thing you did in the morning. That's why they're all out there surfing still in the middle of the winter in Raglan.
Yay.
So brilliant. Well, it's nice to find out a bit more about you. And tell us a little bit about the types of guests you've had on your podcast. Have you had people from all over the world? Have they tended to be the same type of person? Who comes to your podcast?
Yeah. So far, I had all sorts of people. And a lot of them, luckily, are people that I've met or are friends of mine. But some of them, definitely from all over the world, different countries. One guy, he's probably the most famous one. he was all over the news everywhere as well because he wrote history by having an unbroken journey of traveling to every country in the world without using an airplane.
What?
Yeah. So it's Thor Pedersen from Denmark. And he's just such a lovely person. And he did it he was planning on doing it as a Red Cross ambassador. In like around 4 years, he thought he would be done with it. And then it took him nearly 10 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So where did he leave from Denmark?
He left from Denmark. And then
which way did he go? Left or right? Or up or down?
Oh, was Germany his first country? I'm not too sure. I feel like it was.
Did he follow a pattern? A linear
maybe
method?
I think he had a pattern.
Did he end up bouncing all over the plane?
I feel like because he also did it during COVID, right? So there might have been like some changes of
plans. No wonder
plans.
It took him 10 years. Yeah, he would have had to have gone with it.
But he never went back home. Like he literally just kept going until he managed.
Oh, well, I mean, I need to listen. Can you send me a link to that episode, please?
Definitely.
Thank you. We'll do that. Not that I want to diminish any of your other beautiful guests.
No, but he's the favorite.
Really,
I know.
Listen to that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
I'm super inspired. Like, if I'm going to Denmark, I will definitely hit him up and ask for another private session and a beer or something.
Hey, do you know what? We're going to play this Rasta Got Soul now.
Cool.
I'm loving your selection, your track selection, Hannah. This is fantastic.
Reggae music, Jamaican choose it. European, American, and the Caribbean. For you. Rasta got soul. Reggae music rocking my bone. My bone, it's never getting old. Reggae music more and more. And more. No, you can't influence me if you go do any of that thing for me. But reggae music be a sing. Some don't know the history and don't know the thing. Big mouth, them no stop blabbering. Enough now show respect to the elder them. We have to crown them heights, them as the great legend. You can't come tell me, say you are the man. When reggae music, you no understand. Boy, enough of them no know about the music. Them just a hustle and a try to abuse it. Boy, them just wanna see, them want to rape. And I sell we your cheap. Respect to the youths, them webos from the get across the road. Them a reggae music a echo, echo. For them a bandwagonist, them can't follow this. Listen the lion, we are got soul. Reggae music rocking my bone. My bone, it's never getting old. Reggae music more and more. Italian, Germany, Rasta I bring out the ceremony. All over in a room, even down a Cali. I was say the map sure me no see nobody. This is not a competition, check the vision. Reggae music, no cast, no fliction. No fliction, why yo? Rasta got soul. Reggae music rocking my bone. My bone, it's never getting old. Reggae music more and more and more. Rasta got soul. Reggae music in a me born. Me got soul. And that me want if you know. Rasta got soul. Lord. Reggae music in a me born. Rasta got soul. Lord. Reggae music in a me born. So big up the legend called Bob Marley. Big up the legend when you Peter Tash. Big up the legend Bonnie Wailer. And big up the legend Jacob Miller. Dennis Brown, Gregory Isaac, Halton Ellis. Many are gone but not forgotten. Not forgotten. Rasta got soul. Reggae music rocking my bone. My bone. It's never getting old. Reggae music more and more and more. Big up a young legend, them is like Ableton. Sizzla, Kalanchi, Bunty, Beanie Man, Dan Gargan, Quality, Shabaranti, Grammy Man, yeah. Freddie McGregor, Cocotty, Barry San Luciana. Now forget Butchu Bantan. And there is so much more to mention. Turbo Dance and Fantan. I will. Shaggy Sean Paul, big up yourself. Oh oh. If me no call your name, please catch me in a the next song. Oh yo, Cardi's a the name too long. Rasta got soul, soul, Lord. Rasta got soul, Lord, soul, Lord. We got soul, Lord. We got soul, Lord. Rasta got soul. We got soul, Lord. Rasta got soul. Reggae music rocking my bone, it's never getting old.
Because what happens is, this happens, is we say we're going to come somewhere and be somewhere for an hour, and then the hour goes, Hannah.
Right.
It's 2:53.
Already. Crazy.
So this is last tracks.
Wow.
I know. So we're going to think about our last tracks. It's not really going to take me very long to think about my last track. Because I've been playing some absolutely brilliant songs on repeat for most of the last couple of weeks. So I'm going to play my last track now. And I have just been loving this song. I listened to it for the first time in the sunshine. And then I played it the other day in the rain and thought, no, it's not going to work. It's a sunshine. It's a sunshine music. It's not going to work in the rain. But it did work on a rainy day.
Ooh-hoo.
This is called Watch the Sky. And now you've got to think about your last track, huh?
Just take it slow. You'll be in the crossed from Norway to Egypt. I'm to the point like the pyramids of Giza. Still I'm to the left like the tower out in Pisa. I'm feeling single, baby, I could use a feature. Swagger like Caesar, I'll get you a visa. We can go to Italy and maybe see the Colosseum. I'll be Da Vinci if you be my Mona Lisa. And I smile, so pack your bags real good, baby, 'cause you'll be gone for a while. Plural. Spin the globe, wherever it lands, that's where we'll go. We'll hit up Europe, yeah, and spend some euros. Or maybe visit Berlin, the walls with the murals. This is your month, baby, sign of the Virgo. Private reservations, glasses full of Merlot. A rosé, a burgundy, traveling like turbo. Brush up on your Espanol, we're Barcelona bound for smile. So pack your bags real good, baby, 'cause you'll be gone for a while. Wow, wow.
Hannah, can you tell us who that was and what that song was, please? Because I'd never heard it before.
That was B.O.B. with So Good. And as the song title said, it's so good.
It was just such brilliant Sunday music. It's Sunday. Yeah. It's 3 p.m. The sun is kind of shining. How would you describe that weather in German? Is there a term? Is there like a word? Is there a descriptor? It's kind of shining. Is it?
Trüb.
There we go.
Beautiful. Maybe.
Hannah, we have to go because I said I'd take over the radio from 2 till 3 and it's 3.
Damn it. It's so nice.
Will you come back?
I would love that.
And feel free to bring some more Hamilton friends. We've got one microphone going spare, you know. We can all share the microphones like we had to do the other day when there were 5-6 people in the studio. And meanwhile, Hannah and I have been sitting here chatting away and making loads of plans to do all sorts of fun things. And we've already planned Christmas, haven't we, Hannah?
Yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to say before we switch off and turn this live show into a podcast?
I loved it so much. It's so fun. And I hope I can come back and I hope people want to hear me again.
They absolutely will. I can guarantee it. We'll see you back here soon, sometime soon. Ka kite, everybody. And we will end this show with a little bit of Nelly Furtado. I've been loving Nelly Furtado recently. Mm.
Good one.
Hold on.